This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
There's currently no vaccine to prevent COVID-19, and one isn't expected to be widely available until next year. So anyone can get the disease, including President Donald Trump. When he came down with the disease, the president received treatment few in Wisconsin or the rest of the country have access to. Shemaine Mills reports.
The current treatments for COVID-19 are largely experimental. Only one, the antiviral drug remdesivir, has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. A different drug, Trump hailed as a cure, is still being investigated in clinical trials. The drug maker, Regeneron, was quick to point that out after the president touted it as something it's not. Doctors also chimed in.
And I don't see it as being a cure. I do believe it's going to be a very good medicine, though.
That's Dr. William Hartman. He oversees three clinical trials for the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, including one for Regeneron's monoclonal antibody cocktail. That's what President Trump got as part of his treatment. But patients in clinical trials don't know if they're getting a placebo or the medicine. That's how researchers compare results to see if a drug works. And that's why the antibody made by Regeneron isn't widely available. Scientists still need to test it for effectiveness and safety. In mid-October, fewer than two dozen Wisconsin patients had gotten the antibody under the UW clinical trial. Lane Manning was one of them. He sells real estate in the Madison area.
So this is one of my active listings, one of a couple of them. This is a great little house here in McFarland, technically Blooming Grove, which means you've got a well instead of municipal water. Water costs here.
Manning has recovered from COVID-19. He got sick while visiting his sister in Florida, where he helped her with a remodeling project.
I was a little fatigued, tired, but I thought that was because I was working on a house for 3 days, right? You know, grinding away and it was drywall. It was removing wallpaper. Like, it was stuff that would make you normally cough for a day or two. Nothing was out of the ordinary.
It wasn't an ordinary cough, but a symptom of COVID-19. After Manning tested positive, he isolated himself from the rest of the family for 2 weeks in the basement of his Fitchburg home. Still, his 13-year-old daughter became infected. She lost her sense of smell. And even though Manning's case was mild, he knows how devastating the disease can be.
But yeah, I have a total health respect for it. That's why I'm doing studies. That's why I'm doing this research.
While most treatments are still unproven, a patient who gets COVID now is likely to be better off than those who got a serious case of the illness this spring, says Dr. Hartman.
When we started in March, it really felt like we jumped out of the plane first and then decided to build the parachute. We didn't know what was going to be effective and what wasn't.
Treatments have improved, but so has testing, says Dr. Michael Landrum. He works at Bell & Health in Green Bay, one of the areas hit hardest by the pandemic.
Back in March and April, testing was constrained. And so you had to be really sick and needing hospitalization before you could get a test. So we were only detecting those patients who were sickest. And so naturally, the death rate appeared to be quite high back then.
But as the pandemic gets worse in Wisconsin, daily death counts are regularly breaking records. And without a vaccine, doctors say the best way to prevent the disease is to cover your face, wash your hands, and socially distance. For those who contract the disease, some hospitals are near capacity, but doctors have a better idea what they're facing, says Landrum.
We at least have somewhat of a playbook of how we're approaching this illness. We still have a long way to go.
A sobering reminder as many grow impatient for an end to a pandemic that shows no signs of slowing down. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.